Bible quotes about purity. The Lord's words are absolutely reliable. They are untainted as silver purified in the furnace on the ground, where it is thoroughly refined. You prove to be reliable to one who is blameless, but you prove to be deceptive to one who is perverse. God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is pure. He is a shield to all who take refuge in Him. The Lord's precepts are fair and make one joyful. The Lord's commands are pure and give insight for life. The commands to fear the Lord are right and endure forever. The judgments given by the Lord are trustworthy and absolute just. Who is allowed to ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may go up to His holy dwelling place? The one whose deeds are blameless and whose motives are pure, who does not lie or make promises with no intention of keeping them. Such godly people are rewarded by the Lord and vindicated by the God who delivers them. Against you, you above all, I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. So you are just when you confront me. You are right when you condemn me. Sprinkle me with water and I will be pure. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Grant me the ultimate joy of being forgiven. May the bones you crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins. Wipe away all my guilt. Create for me a pure heart, O God. Renew a resolute spirit within me. Certainly God is good to Israel and those whose motives are pure. How can a young person maintain a pure life? By guarding it according to your instructions. The way of the guilty person is devious, but as for the pure, his way is upright. Every word of God is purified. He is like a shield for those who take refuge in Him. Then I will give to the peoples clear and pure speech from purified lips, which reflects their purified hearts, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord to serve Him shoulder to shoulder. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup, so that the outside may become clean too. Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me, Simon." Peter said to him, "Lord, wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus replied, "The one who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you disciples are clean, but not every one of you. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food, for although all things are clean, it is wrong to cause anyone to stumble by what you eat. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything that causes your brother to stumble. Your obedience is known to all, thus I rejoice over you. But I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. For see what this very thing, this sadness as God intended, has produced in you. What eagerness, what defense of yourself, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what deep concern, what punishment, in everything you have, prove yourself to be innocent in this matter. Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, and so identify with the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and in the presence of Christ Jesus, who made the good confession in his testimony before Pontius Pilate, to keep all his precepts without stain or reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about his own time, he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the absolute ruler, the king of those who reign as king and lord of those who rule as lords. He alone possesses immortality, absolute exemption from death, and lives in unapproachable light, whom no man has ever seen or can see. To him be honored and eternal power and dominion. Amen. Now, in a wealthy home, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also ones made of wood and clay, and some are for honorable use, but others for ignoble use. So if someone cleanses himself of such behavior, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart, useful for the master, prepared for every good work. But keep away from youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faithfulness, love and peace in company with others who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Older women likewise are to exhibit behavior fitting for those who are holy, not slandering, not slaves to excessive drinking, but teaching what is good. In this way, they will train the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be self-controlled, pure, fulfilling their duties at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the message of God may not be discredited. For it is indeed fitting for us to have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separate from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need to do every day what those priests do, to offer sacrifices first for their own sins and then for the sins of the people, since he did this in offering himself once for all. For the law appoints as high priests men subject to weakness, but the word of solemn affirmation that came from the law appoints a son made perfect forever. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, accommodating, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial, and not hypocritical. And the fruit that consists of righteousness is planted in peace among those who make peace. In the same way, wives, be subject to your own husbands. Then even if some are disobedient to the word, they will be won over without a word by the way you live. When they see you pure, reverent conduct. Dear friends, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know that whatever it is revealed, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope focused on him purifies himself just as Jesus is pure. For our reasons for confidence is this, the testimony of our conscience, that with pure motives and sincerity, which are from God, not by human wisdom, but by the grace of God, we conduct ourselves in the world, and all the more toward you. For we are not like so many others, hucksters, who peddle the word of God for profit, but we are speaking in Christ, before God as person of sincerity, as persons sent from God. We do not give anyone an occasion for taking an offense in anything, so that no fault may be found with our ministry, but as God's servants, we have commended ourselves in every way with great endurance, in persecutions, in difficulties, in distress, in beatings, in imprisonments, in riots, in troubles, in sleepless nights, in hunger, by purity, by knowledge, by patience, by benevolence, by the Holy Spirit, by genuine love, by truthful teaching, by the power of God, with weapons of righteousness, both for the right hand and for the left, through glory and dishonor, through slander and praise, regarded as impostors and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and yet see, we continue to live as those who are scourged and yet not executed, as sorrowful, but always rejoicing, as pure, but making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. Let no one look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in your speech, conduct, love, faithfulness, and purity.